me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Hello, I'm DT87, and I had an idea while watching the YouTube station Hot Ones, where old mate there just interviews celebs while eating hot wings, and I thought, hey, that's a pretty good idea just to do with you guys, or with my first test dummy, TA, or Team Awesome.
Hey, hi guys, my mouth's about to get fucked up.
Alrighty, how are you with hot food to start off with?
I used to be really good. I used to grow my own Carolina Reapers, if you know what that is, and put them in everything. And since I've had a kid, I'm not allowed to eat chili, so I think I'm a bit of a lightweight now.
Alrighty, so what I've got set up here, I've got 7 different flavours, ranging from mild to, you know, ass-ringing burn. And then we'll just go through them all. We'll ask you some questions. And look, I know eating wings is a visual probably aid where we're doing audio. So if it's shit, I'm really sorry and I won't do it again. But if it's good and you'll like to take the hot wing gauntlet, just let us know. Let's try and work something out. You ready, mate?
All right. What do we do first?
First one, we're going to have a wing first. Now, the first hot wing is covered in, it's a Hot Ones Classic. It's just a mild garlic kind of sauce. Actually, if you're not really too keen on the in hot, it's just got a slight little hint of spice, but it's nice garlic flavors. And
okay, and let me introduce it. Made, do they all say the same thing? Hang on, another different. Okay, this one is made with serendipity. When a batch of the classic was accidentally made with 10 times more garlic than usual, a new star was born. Introducing Garlic Firenze Edition, paired with the mild and sweet heat of Firenze chilies. This extra punch in garlic makes this sauce the perfect pairing for chicken pizza and more.
There you go. Not selling the shit, but you know. All right. Grab a wing out, mate. More into that, and we'll get started with your
questions. Oh, by the way, apparently we have draft questions and stuff.
Got questions, yeah. Yeah.
This is BTTW related.
This is just a...
No. All right. On three? Okay, you've already done it. Okay, okay. It tastes like serendipity.
Again, sorry.
You smashed that down. You haven't had dinner, have you?
Yeah, don't fuck around when it comes to wings, mate. You just get them down.
Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah,
it's not too bad, isn't it? All right. So, there's more there if you want it.
No chili at all in that one.
Alrighty. Anyway, mate. 2022. How, not including finals, that's a question for later on, but how do you feel like your season has gone?
Oh, very good. So... everyone pegged me bottom of the ladder, and I think I still got 6 of my original 13 keepers or something ridiculous like that. So considering that, top 4, so pretty happy with how I went. So I'm very keen to, I don't know, for Mad Monday soon, I think.
Really?
Hopefully not this week, but you know, when I come up against Stars or Disposables, Mad Monday.
I bet so you did, like, I try not to... You know, ask too many questions, but you did say that everyone ridden you off. Did you feel that this year was a bit of a write-off, or did you confident?
No, I knew I drafted well. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't going to say anything, but I thought I'd prove them wrong with the wins, and that's what I did.
Beauty. That's that section one. You ready for your next wing?
I am ready for my next wing.
So this one's not really a hot sauce. Oh, it is kind of. It's done by Dingo, which is, look... off the top of my head, sorry if I'm wrong, but it's a Perth-based hot sauce, and this is a sweet chili.
And here's what it says. Made in Australia from at least 99% Australian ingredients.
There you go, thanks.
That's it.
But no, this one's not. It's just a kind of a hotter sweet chili.
Okay,
it
says on the front, sweet chili medium 6 out of 10 heat.
All right.
Yeah, well, we got to do something cool before we actually put it in our mouths.
All right, what?
Have you seen, like, Good Mythical Morning? How they go, dink it and sink it? We've got to do something like that.
Cheers it.
How about, cheers it and...
just go it. So,
it's very sweet chili.
Yeah.
Very sweet. So
I found them better with like that. This sauce better with like spring roll. Spring rolls or something like that, rather than hot wings.
You know, tastes a bit like I would imagine Pony's Bold Head would taste.
Interesting. All right. Fair enough.
Nice and sweet. And
how's my wings, by the way?
I haven't really been paying attention.
Okay, I've mastered the wing. Vipers has mastered the American cheeseburger. I've mastered the wings.
All right. That was... I could taste the chili there. Couldn't taste the chili in the first one.
Yeah. All right.
You would agree?
Yeah, that's the idea, to get slowly hotter. So, yeah, that one definitely has a bit more of a ping. But that's what I said. The sweetness of the thing, I think it's nice anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, your finals, mate, this year. Okay, you're in them. But your history of finals is not great. 2019, you finished sixth and you lost your first game, knocked out. 2022, finished second, got knocked out in straight sets. 21, you didn't make it. And this year, you finished fourth, two chances, and it's on the way of getting knocked out and not won a finals.
I have a lot to say about 2020.
Are you just asking it to make the finals, or is there a reason why you just can't
win the finals? It's bad luck. In 2020... I lost my first final, fair enough. But in my second final, basically, I had my ruckman that was a laid out, my emergency ruckman who was a laid out, so that was a donut, and then bloody Warpedo injured on 30, and I lost by about 30 points. So whoever beat me then, who beat me then?
Me, mate.
It was you. All right. So you were kissed with that game, and you ended up winning the whole thing. So you can thank me for that.
What about this year? You had two chances.
I was never going to win the first round.
Again, what, injuries?
Disposable. Injuries. If I was going to stand any chance at all, I'd need a full side. Didn't have a full side. Had a shit side and, expected to lose. Disposable's team is too good. So give them the trophy now.
So what, are you going to win a finals game, or are you going to still be on 0%?
Oh, I hope I win this week. That's the plan. And want to at least win one. So, you know, legless, it's me versus you. See what happens.
Fair enough. And I've got to tell you guys, I'm actually not drunk for this either. So, no surprise. All right, we're going to go for our third wing, mate. It gets hotter. This is just Frank's Red Hot Extra Hot Sauce. Again, if it's probably... For someone who's not a fan of hot sauce, it's probably one of the nicest flavour, milder ones. It's beautiful. If you've been to Greenwood and got their kilo wings, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, you ready for it?
When hot just won't cut it, Frank's Red Hot Extra Hot Pepper Sauce is what you need. Made with a savoury extra hot blend of aged peppers for the heat you can feel and taste that you will love.
Beautiful. Good work.
Thank you.
All right, ready? This one's nice, mate. You'll enjoy this one.
All right, okay. So you reckon this is a bit hotter?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it gets a little
bit hotter. We're all going for the little drumstick ones.
No, because the other one's a bit messy. Yeah.
All right. Dude.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
This one doesn't taste like Pony's Head. I like this. Like the flavour, though.
Yeah, the flavour's really nice. Actually, I'm going in for a second. I've made two of each. I'm going in for a second. I'm sorry, people. I know this is not great listening.
Why don't you get up to the camera and just go... Come on. Let them hear what your mouth is doing.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a visual thing, isn't it?
No, he just smashed that second one down. Oh, well, I'm feeling the heat now. A little bit of a tingle.
What do you think of the Franks, mate? Good flavour?
Yeah. It's a little bit like... feels like when Roland Marshall gets 160-something against your side. Kind of reminds me of that.
He's a bit of a splice in your mouth.
Yeah.
Alrighty, mate. So, you're not really... I don't think you're a big trader. Do you not go looking out for trades? Do you don't bother? Do you wait till people come to you? Trading, you don't like it?
I usually wait till people come to me, but, you know, most trades just... like at the start of the year, I had so many trades that they wanted my players for picks, just like, you know, expecting I was out of it. So, cancel all those because I wanted to try to contend. But most offers just don't do your team any good. I think that's why a million trades a day don't happen.
Going on history, Legless won it first year, big trader. I won it second year, I'm a big trader. Okay, Days and Fuse probably not a massive trader, but then Disposable's probably favourite this year, who's a big trader. History says trading wins you.
There's other big traders that do shit, and there's other people that don't trade that do really well. So
you're just going to keep going as you're going? You're happy?
I think... Well, the success rate for trades, right? Win-win is 50-50. So someone wins, someone loses every trade, and that balances out. I don't think you're going to get them all right.
All right, fair enough. I'm happy. I'm just asking the questions, mate. You're getting angry at me.
Oh, yeah, I saw the look in your eye.
All right, this is my favourite one. Next up, we're eating. This is a Los Caliente. This is, you can't get in Australia. I had to buy this overseas. And it's, think of just Mexican flavours in your mouth, mate. It's one of the nicest ones I've had. Just think of Mexican spices.
Hot Ones is a show where celebrities divulge their deepest secrets while eating progressively hotter wings. This is a real... Okay, you know what's weird?
What?
This one says the heat level is 5 out of 10. Yet, two or three hot sauces ago, we had a 6 out of 10.
Who knows who rates these? There's probably someone
in there. All right.
This one, it's not... I wouldn't say it's...
Oh, it's a nice coloured bottle. I like it.
All right. Ready?
We got to cheers it first.
Yeah, sorry, mate. This one, I can smash. My favourite thing to do on a fry is cook me up some wings, have a beer and watch a footy.
Are you going one of those hot wings this time? All right. Mmm. Okay.
Should have got the drumstick.
I think the flavor... I can't taste the heat at all.
Yeah, I think the flavor probably cancelled out the heat a bit on that one, doesn't it?
That one should have gone second.
Sorry. My bad. Yeah, I'm just trying to do it by memory here.
All right.
But yeah, what do you think of the flavour on that bad boy?
Love the flavour on it.
I had that on a steak as well. And it was,
bring that one on. I love it.
Yeah, I have to get that.
I think that's my favourite.
I nearly finished that bottle. That's a Los Caliente. People get that. That's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't look at my notes. All right. So we'll just change the angle of this. Looking at the other sides in the league at the moment, and they're 13, is there another side that you feel that we wouldn't say you wish you had, but you kind of think they've got a longevity at the top of the ladder, they're going to contend for a long period of time?
I think Disposables has a really, really good 13. Stars has a really good 13. Don't know what their picks are like this year. I know they're better than Ponies. He's kind of traded his team away, I think. Or traded for his team. One of those two. I like my 10. I've got a good 10, and then kind of goes downhill from there. I don't know. How's your 13 going?
I try to do a Stars. I look at Stars' blueprint from when we first did it. And look, he had a couple of, I think, finished 8th and then finished 9th or something like that. But I think the side he chose, it wasn't too young, but it was just, you can tell the players about to do something special. And now I think how he's done it, he's going to be up there for a few years, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
That's what I'd try to do this year. Whether it's worked, I don't know. We'll soon find out. But yeah.
Time will tell.
All right. I suppose we'll get into the next one. This one's it's called Bluey. Sorry if I butcher this. Bluey Zazov. And it's a Strawberry Reaper. It's
okay. Oh,
this is where the heat will start getting up, but this has got a nice sweetness to it.
It says super hot, be tempted by the sweet strawberry sensations. Yeah, it does. Experience the creeping heat of the Reaper with this incredible hot sauce. Alright.
It does have a very nice sweetness to it.
It says shake before use. Did you shake?
Yeah, I did, mate. I do it all.
Good boy.
So, but this one, you'll start feeling the heat on this one. It's not... This is probably the level I like for spice. So if you're...
I like that last one. Can I have that bottle? You should totally give me this bottle. There's nothing left.
Well, sorry. There's no drumsticks
in here. Where did you get that from?
I had to get it online. There's only these ones.
Okay.
Sorry, just block your ears while we eat these.
Flavor's good. This has an awesome taste.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? The heat's getting picks up. You can tell if you eat it like a bowl of those that your mouth will be burning.
Yeah, I like that one. It's picking up now in here.
Yeah.
I think I need a swig.
So yeah, this one you can get. I've got this one from it's the Spice Market in Coventry's in Morley. Just a random buy, and yeah, quite enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I reckon if I okay, starting to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. The burn is real. Oh yeah.
Alrighty, I can't understand my notes here. About your 13, it says. Are you like you just said before, you're happy with 10 of them?
Oh, there's 13 on my last 13.
Oh, we'll go with this 13, eh? We'll go with there. Do you reckon we'll keep you competitive? So for next year, you're 13, you're going to pick, or you think you're going to roughly pick?
No, my 13 competitive this year next is so year? Much better than last year, so yeah, I think I'll be in a competitive spot next year.
So you said you had definitely 10 of them you're happy. The other three, are they just risks or are you hoping for positional changes? Yeah,
risks. Some, if they keep forward status, I'll keep them. So see what happens, yeah.
So they're not really scoring great at the moment, but if they get a forward status...
Yeah, you'd expect some, like Connor West, for example, if he keeps forward and then... keeps getting a mid-roll this year and in the pre-season.
If you want to name names, mate, you can do that. I don't know how much you want to divulge.
Oh, just the one name.
Come with. So someone like Cole West, you'll keep like him.
Yeah, could be a future gun midfielder.
All right, what about interested in, back to like a kind of trade, interested in like trading a 13 for more picks to try and, I don't know what your age bracket is, but to try and...
I don't really get around the whole preseason trade thing because it's just one less keeper you have, one less player you have to pick up again. So, not too into that.
No, fair enough. All right, we're going on to our sixth flavour now.
Is your mouth burning? That one's.
I told you that one picks up a little bit. Yeah.
I'm not. Well, here's the thing: these ones are meant to be brutal, and I have no beer left because I've just drank it all after that one. So
pause it and get one.
Yeah.
Oh, hot.
Alrighty, so the next one is, it's called the Bomb. Again, you can get it here in Perth. I've got it at the Spice Market again. It is, Slip will know a lot more to me, than me with this one. It's made from basically the leftover shit from making hot sauces or something like that, and it's just horrendous. And I'll see, have some fun and... So this is
warning. This sauce is extremely hot. Keep out of reach of children. Consume one drop at a time with extreme caution. Okay, so if the second hottest one says that, I'm not looking forward to the hottest one.
All right. Make sure you got your wipes handy, mate.
So I've already got my diaper on.
You want to go? Oh. Let me try and get it out for you easy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Again, I wouldn't recommend just...
Just one nice bite?
Just one good bite, mate. Because
stink it.
All right, I'm going to try and stay calm here.
Ouch.
All right, mate. Question.
Oh, wait. Do I have to talk now?
Yeah.
I was just going to... Go to the bathroom and fill my mouth with ice cream.
Draft picks. From the bathroom. Draft picks, mate.
Whoa, dude.
What the fuck? Do you generally go in with a plan? Do you have, like, or do you go best available? Do you...
What?
So, when you're drafting, mate, each year, do you generally think of a plan, what you want to do, or do you just go best available? Do you have some sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
He's just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just got beer in his mouth. At the moment, it's really... Go swallow it if you can't, mate. Spit it out.
Oh, it's just beer. What the fuck? Oh.
What don't was touch. The question? Don't touch your eyes.
Oh, shit. What was the question?
Your draft picks, mate.
What cover do you come up with a strategy when you're drafting? Do you... Do you just wing it all the day? Do you go best available? Do you...
He's struggling.
Oh.
I've actually got tears coming down my face. It's...
I touched my eyes.
Oh. Mm. Again, great listening, I know that. But there's a bit of struggle town here.
We got two cries in here now. You want to pause it.
Pause that thing and get yourself sorted.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot!
Alright. Oh. Sorry about that. We had to pause it.
Oh my god. We are back. Can someone please do this challenge with Rob and talk about draft? I need to see the look on someone else's face that isn't me when they have that fucking chili wing. Fuck.
We need it. It needs to be a camera.
Oh my god.
The audio doesn't do it. Yeah, that. Handle that one with care, people. Really do. It's definitely one of the hottest things I've ever eaten, and the flavour on it tastes like fucking ass.
Oh, I've still got it there. I'm not touching that motherfucker again.
Alrighty. Oh, so you haven't answered the question, mate.
What was the question?
did you answer it?
What was the question?
Draft picks.
Yeah, well, I can't remember.
do you generally have a plan? Do you think of a plan? Or do you just wing it on the day or think, oh no, just get best possible?
Oh, okay. Now that I can actually listen to the question. So when everyone lodges their keepers, I have a really good look at who's available, and that's when I make a plan. So
depending on your needs for that
year. Number everyone. Yeah, and I definitely have a set plan.
Do your plans generally work, like, as in when I say work out, like, do you get the players you generally want, or like, you're a bit late on
I usually get the players I want. It's just a bitch when someone like Stars, because I've got the hiccups now, gets bloody Bruce one pick before I was going to get him.
So the odd
player. Yeah, just to, like occasionally it screws up like that.
But your main... Oh, sorry, fellas. The main ones you have in mind, you get.
Yeah.
So like someone like, I want to ask you, someone like a Hewitt, was he just... a planned player?
Yeah, it was either him. I had a few. I was like, at that stage, I could get him or Brody or someone else or like a few people around that range that would fill a forward or a defence position, yeah.
Yeah, so he was playing and then that one worked out. I'm just trying to think of someone else, but the wings kind of fucked me up, so I can't think of my question now. All right, mate.
Wait. Okay, yeah, go.
You ready? Do you want to hold? You ready for the...
Yeah, I'm going to pause it and get another beer because I just, like, sculled a whole beer. I had a lot of ice cream just then and my eyes were burnt.
Yeah, so...
Maybe I should talk... Let's talk to them about how hot this fucking bomb sauce is.
In the break, me included, we ran, had to go into the kitchen. I got myself a glass of milk and slowly drank that. Brent shoved his head underneath the tap.
Yeah, the tap was in my mouth for about 10 minutes or something like that. And then I just devoured ice cream.
Had to get the ice cream out to cool off the mouth. And then the idiot touched his eyes as well, which is a big no-no when you're dealing with hot sauce. Rookie mistake.
I was too busy worrying about my mouth. Didn't think about my eyes. All right, I'm going to pause and get a beer.
Yeah. Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot!
Alright, we are back for the final. Fuck, if the last one was like that, I am not looking forward to this one.
So, yeah, so this one, this is so the show, The Hot Ones. I'm sure some of you probably seen it. This is called The Last Dab. They do it The Last Dab because they always chuck a little bit extra on it, but fuck that, we don't have to do that, we're not heroes here. It's not rated on the Scoville score. It is meant to be quite hot. In my personal opinion, it's not as hot as the bomb.
Well, Apollo is the world's only hot sauce made with the Apollo pepper, the new hottest pepper from the Guinness World Record holding chili breeder Smokin' Curry. Alright. Oh, wait. It uses the sun's energy to bring new levels of flavor and heat to the world of super hots. Live the hot ones tradition.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So my nose is running.
Can you tell that's other crap?
Still. All right.
Just maybe not take a big bite out of it, mate. Just
No. No, that you should have ended on the last one. No.
I've got one more after this. I've got one more question, and then we can wrap it up. All right. Right. Just don't touch your eyes. All right.
Yeah, I've done that before. In fact. Okay, we ready? Are we ready?
Why not? All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. At least that one's got a tiny bit of flavour.
Can taste that one.
It's no De Bomb bite.
No heat yet.
No heat? Maybe the bomb killed your taste buds.
I think... Will I ever taste again?
Right. So, last one, mate. You got a reputation, mate. You like a drink, and then you like to spread your insides around some people's toilets and walls. Is that really you? Do you like throwing up? What's a go? What happened there, mate?
Just seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, I walked into the room, and then the toilet said, "Hey. Give me some of Viper's port." And I'm like, "All right, here you go." And then...
Just mixtures of drinks and he just didn't agree with you?
Yeah. Firstly, it's always a port. Secondly, I was just being...
Showing Legolas how much you enjoyed the night.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
All right, mate. Sorry about that. I wasn't really prepared with the questions, but you took the gauntlet.
I could... It feels so good to be able to answer that question. I think that's a pretty poor performance from your chili sauce rankings. Because that one was... I'd put that at the start.
Yeah, see, I wanted... You can't... Oh, what, would you put that...
The one not at the very start. Like, there's two switches I do. That one would have been like third, fourth maybe?
Nah, that one there, if you have it by yourself without the bomb, that is quite hot.
Oh, so you reckon my taste buds are fucked?
Yeah, probably. The bomb is the hottest one, but I had to do that before that because I wanted you to struggle through the rest of the questions, basically.
You should have done it first.
Alright, sorry if this was crap listening. I thought I had an idea. Thought we'll give it a go.
This is good. Who's up for the next BTTW interview with DT87's hot sauce? This is cool. This should be your thing.
Just let us know if you do and we can work something out. All right. Cheers, fellas.
Catch ya. Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot.